This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Compliance and risk management startup Serta raises $35 million by Kyle Wiggers. Serta, a compliance governance and risk management platform for enterprises, today announced that it raised $35 million in a Series B round, co-led by Finn Capital and Vertex Ventures, with participation from True Aero Partners, Point72 Ventures, BDMI, the chain smokers-backed Mantis VC, and Goats Capital. The tranche brings Serta's total capital raise to just over $50 million, according to founder and CEO Yogg Lamba, who wouldn't reveal the valuation, saying only that it was the standard Series B valuation for a round of this size. Every relationship with a third party introduces new risks to a business, and even one bad relationship can be catastrophic, Lamba told TechCrunch in an email interview. Risks range everywhere from data privacy and finance to climate, environmental, and regulatory risk types. Serta's vision is to make it easier for firms to work with third parties globally. Lamba, a Wharton alumnus who spent 10 years at McKinsey, says he was inspired to found Serta after running into issues with procurement teams working with new, unvetted third parties. As organizations expand their global footprints, they're exposed to diverse compliance requirements and increased security risks, Lamba said. With disparate systems, data silos can become a major challenge. That certainly appears to be the case. According to MetricStream, 48% of organizations have difficulty tracking third-party compliance. Moreover, 58% of compliance teams report that gauging vendor responsiveness is their top challenge with third-party risk management. Non-compliance is an expensive proposition. One source finds that a single non-compliance event can cost the company an average of $4 million in revenue, and that the cost of non-compliance has risen nearly 50% within the last 10 to 15 years. So, how does Serta solve this? With an orchestration engine that brings stakeholders involved with a risk-exposed business process onto the platform, Lamba says. Specifically, Serta offers a platform where all third parties, vendors, partners, and clients, can share data and internalize a company's rules and policies around compliance and risk. Serta provides risk scoring reports, templates, and modules in addition to third-party validations and questionnaires to analyze risk and keep up with regulations, plus integrations that allow users to create risk management reports for their larger organizations. Recently, Serta launched an environmental, social, and governance ESG suite to help organizations with supply chain-related ESG requirements and a no-code studio that allows users to personalize risk-exposed business processes through a drag-and-drop interface. Serta's automation capabilities can significantly reduce manual tasks, offering tangible cost savings and improving speed to market, Lamba said. Gathering, centralizing, and standardizing data from multiple sources, each with its own format and standards, can be challenging. For enterprise companies, third-party risk management is typically a siloed and manual process. Data is siloed across multiple systems, spreadsheets, and emails, with significant room for risks to fall through the cracks. Serta has competition in spades. There's Hyperproof, a compliance and risk management startup, which recently raised $40 million. Cypago, which aims to automate compliance and governance for companies, nabbed $13 million not long ago, and Compliant, which focuses on the financial side of compliance, secured $14 million. But Lamba thinks there's plenty of cash to go around, and he's not necessarily wrong. Research and Market estimates that the global enterprise risk management market will be worth $6.38 billion by 2027. Serta, which employs a staff of around 200 people, claims to have 170,000 users. Serta's strategic approach positions us strongly to navigate potential headwinds, Lomba said. Our focus on essential areas and managing third parties remains steadfast. Burn rate is not something we can share, but this latest funding round will give us several years to accelerate the business.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week, we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem, and I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.